This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Managing cows, everyday life on a dairy farm, and to manage those cows, more help with robots becoming more and more popular these days. And joining us now, Paul Burdell, a robotic milking system expert with Gia Farm Technologies. And today we focus on the larger dairy herd, where he says producers have more options today than ever before.
Yeah, there is. I mean, 5 years ago, you know, box milking was really the only game in town. It works very well, and it works on large farms. But, you know, today within Gia, we have the ability to not only look at box milking, but the rotary, automatic milking on the rotary. And also, we shouldn't forget about our old conventional milking systems. Rotary parlors, standard rotary parlors can be fitted with a lot of automation that can do just as well as a box robot system.
So there are some misconceptions out there, regardless of what option you take when it comes to robotic milking.
When it comes to the large herds, I think a lot of people's misconceptions were that it wasn't really made for my farm or automation was never going to work on a large farm. And at the end of the day, we have to look at the early adapting farms that have taken on this technology, the larger ones. You know, people have looked at that and they've said, man, this really does work. That's what's really kind of taken the large farm automation to a new level, is these really early adapters taking the chance, and everyone recognized this is going to work.
Are we lagging a little bit when it comes to world robotic milking?
I don't think we lag. The European market by far has a lot more automation. They always have. And a lot of the automation in the U.S. comes from Europe, right? And in Canada as well, I mean, they've been ahead of us on automation for years. But in general, the American dairy farmer always thinks big. They're looking at the dollars and the cents, and you know, conventional milking made a lot more sense for a number of years, but that swing is starting to change every year. Something different happens with labor. You know, there's different cost structures, you know, within the marketplace, and that's just making automation more and more viable every single year.
Managing your operation is something that we talk about on the radio all the time. So, you know, what management factor should be a priority when considering robots?
I think the most important factor that we need to look at, since we're kind of focusing a little bit on the larger scale stuff, is, you know, how you want to manage your specific cows. I mean, we're all used to having fresh cows, fresh heifers, you know, sick cows. I mean, that's everyday life on a dairy farm, and you have to deal with it. I think the biggest consideration we need to look at is saying, okay, on my farm, how am I going to manage those cows, and where do I want to manage those cows? Do I want to manage them in multiple places, or do I want to manage them in one location? And it's something that really, to me, is one of the most important things to think about when you're expanding that kind of system.
And you have seen the benefits from these producers that have made the conversion?
Yes. I mean, I think the common thing is most guys will say they see more milk production in their cows, and that's at varying levels. I think a lot of people, what they really see is the change in the cow behavior and even longevity in a cow. I mean, the cow's behavior changes. They become more calm, more mellow. When you're walking around them, they're constantly in your way, where in the past they might be trying to get out of your way. And they're just, their attitude changes. And I think that environment factor is what makes them healthier and live longer and more productive. That's ultimately what I think makes the system.
Well, thanks for the time, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Paul Burdell, robotic milking system expert with Gia Farm Technologies.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Many in the dairy industry gathering in the desert starting Sunday. It's Dairy Forum 2018, the 21st through the 24th in Palm Desert, California. From the International Dairy Foods Association, Chief of Staff Heather Subra tells us.
Our theme this year is Shape the Future. And so you'll see throughout our program, we have action words for all of our sessions. So it's Shape the Future, Envision a New Ag Policy, all of the things that we can do as an industry to engage and be proactive in that way.
We'll be reporting highlights from IDFA's Dairy Forum next week. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.